This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It follows us around each and every place that we go every day, all day, every day. It's our nose. You guys ever thought about all the fun facts about your nose?
I mean, not off the top of my head.
No. Luckily, our boy VD's obsessed.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 surprising facts about your nose. How about this startling fact? Startling. 34 ounces a day. 12,410 ounces a year. Approximately 97 gallons of mucus produced by your schnozola every year. Most of it goes back down your gullet as post-nasal drip. The rest of it, if you enjoy this rare delicacy, finds its way back in on your finger. Bon appetit.
Yeah. Also, fun fact, it's what lends your stomach and keeps the stomach acid from eating you
alive. I don't think
alive.
About that.
Right. That nasty mucus coming out your face. Yeah, good news. Acid retardant. Good times. See, there's some surprising facts about your schnaz. Your nose helps you find a mate, apparently.
All right.
According to
pheromones.
Dr. Benninger, it says, it's amazing how many of our body functions are directed towards sexual activity and reproduction. Not only does your olfactory system trigger memory, but your nose plays a critical role when paired with your olfactory system in your perception of sex. A characteristic smell of a person's perfume, cologne, or scent of their shampoo or soap is important to sexual arousal. The smell of human perspiration also has an effect on sexual receptors in the brain, and loss of smell correlates with decreased sexual drive.
Huh, okay.
I can... Yeah.
Yeah.
I can remember, I've had like three serious relationships, and sometimes I'll walk down the street and be like, oh, that smells like blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. No kidding.
Oh, it'll still hit me. I don't know what the brands are. I just know the scent.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never gone that far, which I know like smells like one of the greatest connectors to memory, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe that you are correct. Yeah.
So that doesn't shock me, but it's never been my thing where it's been a, oh, that's Donna's perfume. You know, I've never had that connection before. No, but that's fascinating. When you think about the colognes that we put on, the perfumes that we put on, it's not just so that we don't smell bad. That's what deodorant's for.
Right.
But then that's actually, you know, more of an attractive smell.
Sure. I mean, but Ted, I agree with Ted, man. It's like I said, just walking down the street, someone passes you, and I'm thinking about someone who has not even crossed my mind in 30 years.
No kidding.
Yeah, right. I mean, certainly, it's instant.
That's wild.
I wonder what Dave's up to.
We had a company in the building. They have since moved out. But, man, they had a cologne zone going on.
A number
of their employees. You get on the elevator, and you could barely breathe.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Just bathe first.
Right. You don't need that much.
Then a couple dabs will do you.
One spritz, man. That's all you need. Man. You don't need to go nuts with it.
I'm trying to remember. I can't remember who it was. I met a governor of Maryland once.
Ehrlich?
Maybe it was Ehrlich.
Bob Ehrlich.
To this day, best smelling man I've ever smelled in my life.
Really?
It was amazing, dude.
Okay.
But just shaking his hand, and then I was like, what is this? That guy smells amazing. I still rock cologne here and there.
Yeah, I still got mine in there that I'll spritz from time to time. It's been a minute since I've hit it. I need to jump back on that.
Yep.
Yep. Sorry.
I don't know if I'm supposed to agree or not. Like, yeah, stinky.
You stank. Just like we were talking about, smell is important in identification, memory, and emotion. Smell partners with your olfactory bulb located in the front part of your brain just above your nasal cavity. It's the part of your brain's limbic system, and it is associated with memory. We identify other people by the memory of what their personal smell is. He points out how this works. Says, quote, you might remember someone specifically when you smell a certain perfume, soap, or similar body odor. Mm-hmm. If it triggers your memory and you get nostalgic and emotional, that's also because the limbic system is associated with the control of the emotional part of your brain.
Okay.
So not only is it, oh yeah, I remember that, but it takes you back to a feeling that you had whenever you encountered that particular person.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Great times.
I farted under the blanket this morning, and the first person I thought of was our old producer in Baltimore.
There you go.
Vodka and bleach.
Yeah.
Right. Or even, like, years ago, we had a barbecue place come in and bring us corned beef and cabbage. My grandmother died when I was in seventh grade. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to cry. This smells like grandma's house.
Yeah.
Whatever their recipe was, it was that close to it.
And damn. I can feel that being that strong. It takes you back to being a child running around grandma's house, and you just get that smell in your nose.
I mean, that's part of the reason I like making stuffing on Thanksgiving morning. It reminds me of growing up and that smell.
Yeah.
Nice, sure. Dude.
The butter, the onions, the celery.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. Your nose protects you through smell. High in your nose are a large number of nerve cells that detect odors. In order to smell the air we breathe, must be pulled all the way up to come into contact with these nerves. Smell plays a key role in taste. We have four primary tastes: bitter, sour, sweet, and salty. All the refinements in taste are related to smell. That's why people feel that food is tasteless when their ability to smell is decreased.
I think tastes like crap.
Smell and taste are necessary for safety. We need our smell to detect smoke, spoiled food, and some toxic poisons or gases. When we have colder allergies, it's hard for the air to get to these receptors, so people notice a decreased ability to smell. Those who have completely lost their sense of smell need to have alarms for these gases and must pay closer attention to what they eat. So my wonder is, you remember during the times of COVID, everybody was losing their sense of taste and their sense of smell. Were they really only losing one?
Probably more your sense of smell than taste, yeah.
Right. Because, I mean, we've all had a cold in here, and you get that sick taste.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Your nose is all stuffed up, and all the food just kind of starts tasting that bitterness.
Yeah, or I'd say just bland.
Yeah.
Yeah, bland is more like, but I'm more apt to eat healthy if I have a cold. Not because I want to get rid of the cold, but like, I can't taste these vegetables. This is the time to eat them.
Right.
Seriously.
Yep. Get my health in.
Yeah, I'm going to get my health in because I can't taste it.
Some surprising facts about your nose. It regulates the temperature of your breath.
Oh. Of your breath?
Yes. Huh. In the same way that your throat and lungs don't like dirty air, they also don't like air that's too hot or cold. The passing of the air through your nose allows the air to become more like your body temperature, which is better tolerated by your tissues. Warming cool air in your nose is more common than cooling warm air. That's because humans spend much more of their time in environments below body temperature than above it. That runny nose that you get in cold weather is the best example of this warning and humidifying effect. It comes with the condensation of the moisture in your nose when the cold air goes in.
Okay, that makes sense.
Also, number three.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It cleans the air that you breathe.
Mm-hmm. That's why you got hair in there.
That's exactly right. The air that we breathe has all kinds of stuff in it, from oxygen and nitrogen to dust, pollution, allergens, smoke, bacteria, viruses, small bugs, countless other things. Your nose helps clean it all. On the surface of the nasal tissues in your turbinates, there are cells with tiny hair-like appendages called cilia that trap the bad debris in the air so that it doesn't get into your lungs. Instead, the debris sits on the mucus and is eventually pushed into your throat and swallowed. This is extremely beneficial since our stomachs tolerate handling bad debris much better than our lungs do.
Thanks to all that acid.
That's exactly right.
I mean, that's
burns the living hell out of all of it. So enjoy all that. Surprising fun facts about your nose. It humidifies the air that you breathe.
Yeah, okay.
Your nose is doing a lot up there, man.
It really is. I had no idea the nose was doing all this.
It processes the air that you breathe, preparing it for your lungs and throat, which do not tolerate dry air well. As inhaled air passes through your nose, it's moisturized and humidified thanks to a multiple-layer air pathway with three sets of turbinates called upper, middle, and lower conchae. These are long, bony structures covered with a layer of tissue that expand and contract. This path is where drainage and moisture is regulated. If you have a dry throat, it means the air in this passageway may not have been humidified. This also is the place where the tone of your voice is shaped as air passes through and the passage expands or contracts.
Hmm.
Enjoy that.
Well, all right. You don't have a very deep voice.
I wonder if that's why we need humidifiers when we get sick, or just in general we need humidifiers.
Because your body will produce more mucus.
Exactly.
And then you'll clear everything out.
Right.
Help you flood everything there. But then this is the number one fun fact that you might not have known about your nose. It can smell technical malfunctions inside of a radio station. And also, it contains your breath. You're likely already appreciative of your breath, but it's kind of a big deal as your nose and mouth are the pathway of air entering and exiting your lungs. In normal everyday breathing, your nose is the primary pathway. Even during exercise, where mouth breathing becomes more dominant, some air also still passes through your nose. It's always interesting that although your mouth is bigger, is a bigger tube, people feel more uncomfortable if their noses are plugged or congested. That's how important your nose really is. Think about just how hard of a time you have to breathe if your nose is plugged.
Oh yeah.
Even though your mouth breathing all over the place, you still feel out of breath always. Nasal breathing is also most critical in newborns, who breathe through their noses almost all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a unique feature related to the configuration of their throats that allows them to breathe and suckle at the same time without choking. This doesn't happen in older children or adults. We have to stop breathing to swallow, something to appreciate next time you aren't getting air in your nose for a few seconds.
I was going to say, that's also the reason, like, you're so loud, and it's like, when you have a bad cold, it's hard to eat.
Oh, God, yeah.
That is the worst. And then it's
gross.
And it takes forever, and you sit there thinking, like, am I ever going to be able to breathe out my nose again? I got it.
Every time.
That's why the best thing for that is just taking a hot shower where you can finally breathe again. Get us out of that hot air, dude.
Yeah. Put a little Vicks Vapo rub on.
Yes, sir. You know what I haven't done in a while is those old bricks that you used to be able to put in the shower that just brought that, basically it was Vicks Vapor.
Right, and you, right as you shower, that is awesome.
That was therapeutic, dude. That was so doggone good. Mm-hmm. I love that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.